period of imprisonment. That's a possibility, but it's not 18 months. It's only 3 months is the maximum period of imprisonment that a person can suffer, and the fine is, in fact, $500. So the comparison makes it more stark that perhaps the, especially because it would have been part and parcel of the same amendment to the regulations, that the cell phone, the penalty for using a cell phone is, it appears to be quite high.
Yeah. All right. We have a lot of calls and we have a lot of WhatsApps, and we only have 15 minutes to go. So everything is on rapid fire here. We go back to the phone lines first. Good afternoon, Brass Tack Sunday. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, ma'am. I have a question. Now, suppose someone gives me a lift down to work or to town. Well, they're the driver. They are not supposed to use their cell phone. But I have my cell phone, and I am speaking on my cell phone as a passenger. Is that a fine for the driver?
No. No, the legislation only speaks to the person who's driving or operating the vehicle, not the other individuals who might be in the vehicle using their phone.
Yes. The next, thank you very much. Brass Tack Sunday, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm very interested in, good afternoon to you and your guests. But I don't think, with respect, that you have pushed your guests far enough. There, you talked about the prices that attorneys have available. And I wonder whether she can go away and come back and tell the people of Barbados where people could find out where these prices are available. Now, we're talking about prices. Every situation differs from case to case.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot have a fixed price for that.
No, they're not. It's not fixed prices. It's a minimum fee. So it's a minimum fee that's been determined based on the minimum value of amount of work that would be required to complete the transaction.
Yes.
And that is only specific types of mahers. It's not every single maher that is covered by that scale of fees, but mahers where there are predictable steps in the process to determine, to get to the result. And those are minimum fees, and the attorneys are entitled to charge more if it's a more complex matter or what have you.
So are you able to come back and tell the people of Barbados where we could find where those minimum fees are?
The challenge that I have is that I believe that the government printery should be in a position to provide copies of them, but I cannot say that definitively.
Yes.
I believe that they should be because
the government printery. Who are them?
Yes,
ma'am? The
government printery operates on Bay Street, and they're responsible for printing all official government documents and so on. All laws are available at the government printery.
All right, don't get me wrong.
Yes, so that is available. The university library may have copies. Insofar as it is a part of the legislative framework of the country, the Bar Association has copies of it as well. We have our office as well, which may have copies of that.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Copies. I have an attorney, and he's been really honest with me. He's
helped
me much, right?
Mm-hmm.
Helped me and my family, but there are a lot of people who've had experiences that are nightmares.
Right.
I don't want to go through that, but...
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to know that you got at least have a rough idea how much you're letting yourself in for. Thank you so much.
All right, yes. Thank you very much, sir. The next call, Brass Tack Sunday. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. I want to say good afternoon also to the lady. I want to say that I think it's a bit hard these laws, the cell phone. You're driving in the road. And you're going somewhere. Your daughter called you or your children just call you and tell mommy, come and pick me a bicycle or something. You mean you can't pick up your phone and answer that child or say something to that child? I think that's a law that I personally would not adhere to.
But at the same time, I understand your point that there are circumstances in which it may be necessary for you to use your phone. But what the law has attempted to do is to make provision for that by way of using your phone in a hands-free mode. And it's all to ensure, they try to get a balance in relation to the risk to the public where persons who are driving are distracted and the inconvenience to the individual who has become accustomed to being able to utilize their phone and communicate with people who may have urgent issues to address. And yes, that's what that provides for.
Sorry. The only thing I wanted to say, I want to talk about the helmet on the bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
The bicyclist is high, and the air getting under that would pull people off, especially when the wind blowing high. That will make people off balance and not people. They don't think before they do these things. I have been driving for years. I'm not driving now. For years, and answering my phone and phoning my children and telling them I come in, hold on or something. And I don't do it. No, but if I was doing it, no, I would not stop at all. Okay, good afternoon there.
Good afternoon.
Just let me ask this one here, this WhatsApp, because I have so many. Ms. Turton, what about the case of where an attorney has gone out of practice due to a mental health issue? How does a person get back their documents? My mother had an attorney looking into a situation with some land. The attorney is no longer practicing. His office closed and his files were either redistributed or put into storage. How can she recover her original documents and get another attorney continue her case?
That's definitely an interesting and unfortunate situation. Depending on the mental health issue, a receiver ought to have been appointed to deal with that person's estate, and the court would have been responsible for that. You indicated that the files may have been redistributed. You can go to an attorney and see if contact can be made to determine to whom some of those files might have been distributed. Contact can perhaps be made with the Bar Association to see if they have been notified of the details in relation to that attorney and who is now responsible for dealing with their estate. Because there have been instances in which attorneys have found themselves in that situation and the receiver has contacted the Bar Association to notify us of that, so that then we would be in a position to advise people how they can go about dealing with their files. That may not happen in every single case, but it's one of the options that may arise.
All right, we go back to our phone lines. Good afternoon, Brass Act Sunday.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Oh, I'm calling about the person that just called and said that if they get a call from their daughter or their son that they want it picked up.
Mm-hmm.
But in the event they're doing that, the news could be not very good for them. Mm. And they could lose control and they could never get to the daughter or the son.
That's true.
Anyhow, here's one on the WhatsApp. Is there any possibility that what the Americans call a class action suit can be brought against the government or Barbados Water Authority over what is happening on the South Coast with reference to the prolonged sewage overflows? No, that's what we call left view.
Definitely. Well, there is provision in our law for representative actions to be taken, which are similar to the class action approach that the individual is asking about. Of course, you'd have to establish actual loss arising from that, and it would be advisable that an attorney be contacted to investigate that for them, because that would be a very complex legal matter. There would have to be sufficient evidence of impairment directly as a result of the sewage situation and specific loss that the individual would have suffered.
All right. Brassas, good afternoon. It's one
good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing, ma'am? Good afternoon.
Fine, thank you.
I'm going to be pretty short. What I'm calling for is that we have a very small island, small country, just 14 by 31. We have a lot of traffic in it, yes, we admit. But what would it take someone who's driving a car, mm-hmm. who wish to make a call, to pull on a side and make that call? What would it take he or she to do that? Let me give you an example. I was coming from Scott Williams Place there in Warren. I don't remember the name good. On the opposite side of Chauffeur. Crossing in that pedestrian crossing, me and my wife. someone was coming with a car. We stand up with a cell phone in her. When she saw us, we had already flushed. She was almost on the pedestrian crossing. A cell phone was in her head, in her ears.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things we have to take into consideration, because to me, the country is not that big. Traffic is really heavy between 4:30 and 6 o'clock in some areas, and 7 o'clock in the morning until about 8:30. To me, I'm not a driver. I will never be a driver because I'm blind. I don't know what it takes, how much it would take for someone to pull aside and make a short call. That's my contribution.
Thank you very much. You want to respond to that? Or?
That appears to be an expression of an opinion. I have heard of instances in which the police have been interpreting the legislation to mean that once your engine is on, that you can't hold your phone at all. Mm-hmm. I've heard that they've interpreted it that way. I don't necessarily agree that it should be interpreted mm-hmm. to that extent. My view is that if you pull over and the vehicle is in park and the handbrake is up, that is in keeping with what the legislation is attempting to prevent, assuming that when you have pulled over, you're not mm-hmm. actually obstructing the flow of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So if you pull over to the side of the road where there's no obstruction to traffic, your engine may still be on, but your handbrake is up and the car mm-hmm. is in park, there is room for the argument that the legislation does not apply in that situation. But the public should mm-hmm. be aware that there are members of the Royal Barbados Police Force who have been indicating to members of the public that just having the phone in your hand with your engine on is something that they can be charged mm-hmm. for.
Yeah, but this goes to one of the WhatsApps I have here right now, where this lady is wondering about the same thing. Mm-hmm. And she's saying she was driving, got a call, pulled off the road and used the phone. Someone told her that what she did was illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly, and you've explained that just now.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly this speaks to a need for a public sensitization exercise, given that there are so many instances of people feeling that they're in the dark. Mm-hmm. I'm also getting, I have so many WhatsApp here where people are even asking about wearing the helmets, if there's this a grace period, if they're going to be stopped by police. So clearly, again, we're seeing that these questions are being asked because mm-hmm. there's this lack of sensitization. People mm-hmm. are really not aware of all the provisions.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also some question about the breathalyzer testing and the training of the police to do this. And a whole range of questions about that as well. Again, that underlies the need for consultation.
Prior consultation is important, but sensitization after is also mm-hmm. important, because it may be that, as I said, it may be that all aspects of the legislation are good and fair and just,
mm-hmm.
And all relevant parties have been consulted and it is agreed that this is legislation which essentially passes muster. But people have to understand the extent of its operation, and it is useful for there to be public sensitization, a media policy to make sure the public knows what's happening and how the extent of their responsibility.
And can we say that as well for the Police Amendment Act?
Yes, for every piece of legislation that has that, especially those that have that type of impact, mm-hmm. It is important that there be public sensitization in relation to the potential impact on them and how persons, the rights that persons might have, as well as how they might have to adjust their behavior to be in compliance.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can hear the theme in the background. On your behalf, I'd like to thank Ms. Kristen Turton, the Honorary Secretary of the Bar Association, for coming here to help shed some light on how this new legislation will impact your lives. Based on the amount of calls that we've received and also the scores of WhatsApp messages, I know that you were tuning in and that you are listening. And hopefully you have taken away something from this. But that's just one aspect. The other aspect is that there is concern about the availability of the scale of fees for attorneys. And people are saying here that it should be somewhere online. So please note that, mm-hmm. Ms. Turton.
But I believe that, as I said, it's actually the legal profession, mm-hmm. attorneys at law remuneration for non-contentious business rules. Mm-hmm. And because of the fact that it is a statutory provision, mm-hmm. It should be available at the government printery for any person that wishes to accept to have a copy.
All right. Well, it's just for me to say thank you for being such a great audience, and God bless, and we'll see you next time.
Get all your lumber needs from us. We have number one treated pine, all different types of plywood, V-joint, siding board, and concrete board. In addition, we have grade 3 2x4s and form play for boxing.
Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.